Takeaway English from BBC Learning English.
The trend of 3D blockbuster movies continues with this week's release of Clash of the Titans, a film which delves into the rich world of Greek mythology. It tells the story of the hero Perseus as he battles a host of fearsome creatures, including giant scorpions, a huge sea monster called the Kraken, and the terrifying Medusa with writhing snakes instead of hair. Perseus is played by Australian actor Sam Worthington, who made his name as the lead in Avatar and who seems to be enjoying his sudden rise to international fame. Talking about filming Clash of the Titans, he said, "Some movies you do because they're a hell of a lot of fun. That's what this one was. Me in a skirt with a rubber sword killing monsters? It ain't that hard. That's a good day at the office." The film also features Irish actor Liam Neeson as Zeus, king of the gods and father of Perseus, and British actor Ralph Fiennes as Hades, the evil lord of the underworld. This year's film is a remake of a 1981 version of the same name, though the look and feel of the two could not be more different. The original film made use of stop-motion technology to bring model monsters to life. This painstaking technique animates models by moving them in tiny increments, one frame at a time, and photographing each frame individually. These days, of course, CGI and 3D technology allow directors to realize even their wildest visual fantasies. Nonetheless, the film's French director, Louis Leterrier, and the cast and crew still wanted to pay homage to the original movie. Actress Alexa Davalos, who plays Perseus' love interest in the film, said, "There's a tip of the hat to the original throughout. It was a labor of love to the original. We all really want to honor it. I hope we did that."
Takeaway English from the BBC.